Edmund Capon has died after a battle with cancer at the age of 78. He spent over three decades as the director of the Art Gallery of New South Wales and was its longest serving director. Dr. Andrew Frost is an art critic and he joins us on RN Drive. Welcome.
Good evening.
What will Edmund Capon's legacy be?
Well, the Art Gallery of New South Wales itself is his legacy. He completely transformed the gallery once he took over in the late 1970s. He expanded the collection. He instituted new curatorial practices. He brought in collections and bought masterpieces. I mean, and of course, the Sydney Modern Project, which is ongoing, was his baby. He started it. So, you know, the past and the present and the very near future of the institution owes itself to Edmund Capon.
What sort of influence did he have on art in Australia more broadly?
Well, I think one of the most specific things that he did was institute a high level of curatorial practice, which, amongst other things, more than doubled the gallery's collection of art, and particularly Australian contemporary art. And he also instituted a curator of contemporary art. So that alone had a huge impact on the sorts of work that was being bought by the collection for its collection, but also in terms of, you know, things like being a host to the Biennale of Sydney, also during the 1980s, was the Perspecta series of exhibitions, which were survey shows of contemporary Australian art. Those kinds of things had a huge impact in terms of whose work got seen in what context, and tended to have a flow-on effect, if you like, around the country.
One of the things he did when he arrived in 1978 was to make sure the entrance to the gallery was free, which was a big move. What impact did that have in terms of democratising, really opening up the art gallery?
Well, that was a state government of New South Wales initiative to try and force the gallery to institute an entry fee. And his view was, and what he was quoted as saying, was that basically entry should be free because essentially we charge people to get out. And what he meant was he wanted to make it a place that you would go not just to see art, but to have cultural evenings and music and that kind of thing, along with fantastic restaurants and bookshops. And so you would have a reason to be there, simply beyond, you know, paying your way into the gallery itself. Of course, you know, big touring shows and so forth are still and have long been ticketed events. But he meant that, you know, there was always a democratic access to the permanent collection. You could just go in and walk around the historical section, the modernist section, the contemporary section, and see, you know, the work that was essentially being bought for the public.
He had a charm that made him particularly effective in that role. What was he like as a man?
Look, I had a professional relationship with him. I met him on numerous occasions to interview him. He was incredibly charming, very eccentric in a particularly English way, which tended to be very disarming to Australians. And he was also, you know, a fantastic raconteur. I think the last time I saw him was in Tamworth, where he was a guest, and he rattled off a whole series of Margaret Olley anecdotes. And he was brilliant at making connections with audiences, both, I think, you know, in his role, but also personally. I know quite a few people over the years who've worked at the Art Gallery of New South Wales who had nothing but good stuff to say about the man and about his very eccentric management style.
Eccentric management style. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Andrew Frost is an art critic. This is RN Drive, 0418 226 576 is the text line, and lots of text messages coming through on a couple of our interviews tonight. You can always text us in. You can also speak to us on social media. We do look at all your tweets and your Facebook messages and all the other ways that you communicate with us. The hashtag is RN Drive.